Hello. Welcome to I Am Wisdom with your host, Katrina Cavanaugh. I Am Wisdom is all about the connection between mind work and energy work, spirituality, and finding easy, everyday ways to heal your life. Katrina Cavanaugh is a qualified therapist and one of Australia's leading intuitives and spirituality coaches. Katrina will be taking your calls and bringing you some special guests. Settle in, relax, and enjoy the healing on I Am Wisdom with Katrina Cavanaugh on Om Times Radio.
Hello, hello, it's Katrina Cavanaugh here and you're listening to I Am Wisdom here on Om Times Radio. Welcome to the show. It's springtime here in Australia and it's a lovely Friday, 12 noon, middle of the day, time of day. It's the sun is shining, yay, the warmth is here, woo, and it's very, very, very exciting. You can feel almost the planet becoming, waking up from the time of hibernation and sleep. And it is, I really love this time of year. So welcome to the show. The show today is all about bad relationships. I don't love the word bad, but I figured that that was a great way to describe really clearly and really succinctly what we would be covering on today's show. And what I mean by bad relationships are relationships where you just feel uncomfortable in them on a regular basis. Okay. You know, or right through to the other extreme where, you know, there is absolute abuse, you know, going on. And where there's a lot of pain, where there's a lot of being hurt, that kind of thing. And it doesn't, and I'm never talking about, you know, I'm not one to say, well, quickly go leave that relationship. But what I think is really important is we work out how it is that you got yourself into that kind of relationship. How is it that we, and why? What is the why? What is how we end up in these relationships? And then what is the how on how do we create better relationships for ourselves in the now and moving forward? Because what I know for sure as a therapist is when I'm sitting across in the therapy space from, say, for example, a woman or a man who's in what they are describing to be an abusive relationship, it's well known that the worst thing you can say to that person is you need to leave, okay? Because what we know is that person will then just, obviously if they felt they could leave, they would have left. So, you know, just telling them to leave isn't all of a sudden, you know, going to make it easier for them. They're just not going to go, oh, okay, great, I'll leave. Because Katrina, the therapist or the coach said to. So what I know for sure is that, and what I talk to my clients about is it's not about getting you out of there. It's about you working on yourself. It's getting you really clear as to what's gone on in your life that has led you to be in this kind of place, that's led you to feel this kind of way, that's then enabled you to find yourself in these relationships. I'm going to share in just a minute. I'm going to finish talking about what I'm going to be talking about in the show, and I'm going to share with you my own personal story because I've got my share of experience with really tricky and negative and abusive relationships. So I'm going to talk about that with you. To give you my own personal context with this as well. But when I'm working professionally with people, what I know for sure and certain is that saying to them to leave doesn't work. I mean, clinically it's recognised in the field. When I used to work at an agency called Relationships Australia here, I remember very early on my clinical supervisor saying, you know, best practice is we do not tell women and men to leave abusive relationships because we know if they could have, they would have. And there's reasons why they're still there. Maybe they're feeling stuck. Maybe their self-belief isn't strong enough. Maybe there's financial implications. There's a whole lot of reasons why people stay together. And telling people to go doesn't do anything other than leave that person feeling guilty and even more lost and even more disconnected from you as their treating therapist. They will feel more shame that they're staying and that you're aware of the information of what's going on, and they're more likely to retreat from you as a therapist and helper in their life because they're just so overwhelmed with the shame. I've told Katrina, the therapist, all the details. She's now telling me to leave. I don't feel like I can leave. I won't come back to see Katrina because I'm ashamed, first of all, that I found myself in this situation, and second of all, I'm ashamed because I don't have the whatever, fill in the blank, to leave. Okay, so I just wanted to, so really, it's not about telling people to leave because we know it doesn't work. So then what is it about? What is this about? How, and that's what we're focusing on the show today. We're focusing on what is it that keeps people there? Look, some of the most amazing people I know have had sessions with me, and they, and some of these people are strong, intelligent, extremely successful in many other areas of their life. You know, what happened? Yet, what happens to them if they come in here and then we talk about it and they're in a really difficult relationship? And I'm talking unhealthy, and I'm talking toxic, and I'm talking abusive relationship. And but they just find themselves there. So, so it happens to the best of us, okay, to varying degrees. So today's show, we're going to be talking about the how. You know, how is it that we're in it? What are some of the key signs to alert you that you are in a relationship that's unhealthy and toxic? What is actually an unhealthy relationship? What is abuse in a relationship? Because people know if someone hits someone, well, that's abuse, but it still surprises me to this day the amount of people who don't realize what abuse is. And my husband says to me, Katrina, you've got to remember, you live and breathe and talk about this stuff all the time. Plenty of people out there think that if he doesn't hit me, it's okay. You know, well, he only ever pushed me, he didn't hit me, or he never ever touches me or hurts me, but, you know, yet he calls me all these names and controls the money and da, 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 da. So they don't quite know and understand that that too is abuse, and they, even though it feels really yucky, they still see that, oh, they justify it, or they get comfortable with it, or they are confused about the fact that they feel so bad about it. I'm going to say that again. People become confused about the fact that they feel so bad about it because in their head they're saying to themselves, but he doesn't hit me, so why should I feel so bad about it, right? So there's all kinds of forms of abuse, and we'll talk about that soon. There's also all forms, other ways that relationship can be toxic, and that includes some of the things that your partner might be doing outside of the relationship that brings that dysfunction and toxicity back into the relationship. So we're going to be talking about that. So, yeah, that's what the show is going to be about. And then if you are someone who's in this situation, you know, I'm going to talk to you about some key things you can begin to do, some initial steps you can start to take to really create within your life and within your own perception of yourself and your relationships some room, just a little bit of a shift, nothing too dramatic. Not talking about leaving. We're just talking about it supporting you to get the understanding that you need to either stay and improve the relationship and work on the relationship if it is possible within your, if it is possible, to find ways, whilst you're choosing to stay there, to keep yourself safe, okay, or as safe as possible. And then also to keep working on yourself and your perception of relationships as well, to then maybe eventually, it might be you decide to leave, you know, you might, and then how to do that and all that kind of stuff. So that's what the show is about. Because what I know for sure and certain from my own experience, as well as my experience of working with people, is that it is possible to create relationships that allow you to really thrive and enjoy your life with emotional freedom. Okay, so I know that to be true, both personally and professionally. So let me share with you a few of my experiences to help you understand that I have my own understanding of what a healthy relationship is and isn't, and I have that experience on a personal level. So for me, I'm now a 42-year-old person who is married to a man who is very caring and supportive. In my history, though, I have numerous examples of relationships that I have been in that at that time were very, very tricky. And I have experiences of relationships that I've been in where it was absolutely completely abusive. As I may have, if you've listened to the show before, you've heard me talk about some childhood experiences I had where I learned really clearly from witnessing my mother's and my father's original relationship, and then my mother's relationship with her subsequent partners and my father's relationship with his subsequent partner. I have witnessed, you know, what is an unhealthy relationship through observing and then as a child being affected by those relationships. So I've certainly been exposed to domestic violence. I've been exposed to domestic violence as a teenager, both verbal and physical, and I've been exposed to really toxic relationship dynamics with people who I look back now and I probably would say had some mental health issues, definitely were survivors of trauma themselves. And so, you know, it's understandable why, and I get the why, but it still was quite distressing at the time. I then went on to become older myself, and I was very insecure, and I would use the word needy, and that's okay, young woman in my late teens and in my 20s, and I just wanted someone to love me, you know. And so I set about looking and trying to find that person, which meant I got myself in all kinds of really, really tricky situations, really tricky. So I have some memories of, in my relationships, let me think of them. The best case scenario was I had someone who had I had someone who was, that was my lovely lady I worked with, just calling and saying, do I want lunch? This is the beautiful environment I'm working in. It's wonderful. She's gorgeous. So where was I? Where was I up to? Julie just came in and asked if I wanted lunch. This is what happens on live radio. So what I was talking about, in my past, in my relationships. So in my relationships, I've personally experienced domestic violence, okay? I've experienced, oh, that's what I was saying. I'm running around as a teen, late teen, early 20s, just wanting someone to love me. And I wasn't there for, because I was so hungry for love. You know, what happens when someone's hungry? If you're hungry for meat, for food, you're not discerning on what you eat. You just want whatever you can get, you know, because you are so hungry, you just need something. The same thing happens with love hunger. When you're running around and you are so hungry for love, you're not discerning, so you just take whatever is there. We're going to a break. I'm going to continue my story after the break. Stay with me. And then we'll be talking about how I can help you with your own experience of difficult, toxic, and tricky relationships. Stay with me.
So, Julie.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times.
What if living didn't have to be so serious?
What if you could move beyond your problems with greater confidence and ease than you've ever imagined?
Throw your labels out the window and join the Irreverent Therapist for practical tips and a very different way of approaching the changes you would like to create.
Marilyn Bradford
and Pam Hodling
have empowered hundreds of people to come out of self-judgment, quit looking to experts, and begin to create the lives they desire.
Join us Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on the Irreverent Therapist Show.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hi, this is Angela Levesque, host of Entanglement Radio. Join me Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern for inspiring conversations with visionaries in spiritual science and conscious healing. Entanglement Radio, Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern. Transcendent talk for the conscious mind.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hi, it's Katrina Kavanagh here, and you're listening to I Am Wisdom here on OM Times Radio. And today's show, we're talking all about tricky relationships. And what I'm, or bad relationships, toxic relationships, and we're going to be talking about, you know, what are the signs that you're in a relationship, and then what are the steps you can take if you're in a tricky relationship to really, really work with yourself to create that shift that either leads you out of that relationship or shifts the makes the relationship healthier. Okay. So where I was just before the break was I was talking about my own experience because I like to be transparent with people with respect. So when you're in having a session with me, anyone who's done that will tell you that I don't share my, you know, I don't go, oh, yes, well, that was tricky for you, but let me tell you about my experience. I certainly do not talk about my own my experience. I may very, very, very slightly, occasionally reference it in the things that I say, but it's not common for me to at all to reference my own experience because that is not for me the way to do good therapy nor good coaching. My focus is to be here with you, doing the work with you individually, focusing on what's going on for you, and whether I've had the experience or not is completely irrelevant. So anyone who's worked with me can agree, can testify to that. Having the opportunity, though, here in this amazing forum that is radio, to share with you that, you know, yeah, there has been experiences that I've had that mean, and what that means is, you know, I know what it has felt like for me to be in that experience. You know, part of the work that I ask others to do sometimes in my therapy work and coaching is work I've done myself and things that I've discovered for myself. And I always say to people, there's no way another person knows your experience. So I don't know, you know, I never say to another person, I know how you feel, because I don't. Even if you've had the exact same experience as me, I don't know how you feel. I know my version of how that felt. It is not the same as your version of how that felt. So, you know, it is really different. It's really different. So where was I up to? So I've had that experience my experience of relationships were pretty much up until the last two-thirds of my current relationship with my husband. In the beginning, we both came in with some, you know, interesting characteristics that we both have worked on. But so these days we're very good, very good. But we've worked on that. So in my earliest relationship, so prior to my current husband now, my experience has been that at best case scenario, I would attract people who were not into commitment. So that includes long-term relationships and, you know, previous relationships and short-term relationships. So the best case scenario would be they were not into commitment. So they were very emotionally disconnected. They were present for what the relationship meant to them. They were people who prioritised their own needs first. They didn't give much consideration to my needs. They might have been nice and friendly and, you know, it wasn't always black and white as that, but there was certainly an imbalance between getting their needs met and me getting my needs met. So that was one particular long-term relationship and then some other relationships I had as well. I've also very sadly had the experience of domestic violence, as I said just before the break. And for me what that meant was I've been physically assaulted a couple of times. I've been restrained and I've had threats to my life made. I've had, you know, really hard, really difficult relationships where, you know, I was controlled financially, socially, all that kind of stuff. And, you know, it was scary. It was very scary. I was a young woman, you know, trying to find my way in the world, and I found myself in these relationships with these men who, you know, some of them on the surface were good guys, you know, and yet when they were in their pain state or their pain bodies, Eckhart Tolle would say, they hurt, that they were suffering themselves and they wanted the person who was in front of them to suffer, and in this case that was me. So I also have experience of being in relationships with people who have addiction issues, you know, gambling as well as drug and alcohol addiction issues, as well as, again, some mental, when I look back now, I would consider that there would have been some mental health issues with some of those people as well. So I share that with you, not to say, well, here I am and this is my story, but and therefore I can relate, because I don't think people can relate. I've already said that. But I share that with you because it gives you an understanding that when you're working with me, whilst I may not reference it in the session, you can be sure and certain that I've had similar experiences and I've done the work. I've done the therapeutic work and I've done the coaching work to get myself clear on what's and healing and healed from those experiences. So whilst I may not know your experiences, I will give you my absolute best to support you so that you too can experience the healing I've experienced and you too can have a better understanding of yourself and others, because that's what you deserve. You deserve that completely, okay? So moving through now to the work of the show, you know, what is the – let's get to the nuts and bolts of the whys and the hows and all that kind of thing. The first thing I would say is let's get really clear on what are the key signs that will help you to know that your relationship is a bad relationship, toxic relationship, abusive relationship. And I would say the number one thing that will give you a clear sign that you are not happy, that your relationship is not healthy, is your gut feeling. Okay, your body will tell you. Now, our bodies will react if we're in a relationship where there's conflict with the partner. And conflict with the partner is not what I'm talking about here. Conflict with our partner will happen. But it's different. I have couples and people I've worked with I've got a few couples at the moment, actually. I've got about 3 or 4 couples I'm working with at the moment who have a good, strong connection. They are good people who you can tell genuinely care for each other. Do they have conflict? Yes, they do. They have conflict in their relationship, but that is not the same as abuse and a toxic and a bad relationship, okay? And I know the difference from my work and obviously through some of my own experience. So first of all, your body will tell you, yep, you get uncomfortable when there's conflict around, but this is a different kind of feeling. This is a level of dread that is consistently with you. It's the feeling that you get when you're with your partner and you are waiting for them to react, or you find yourself scanning them. You are what we call in my clinical world hypervigilant. So it means which is the experience of consciously and unconsciously constantly scanning the person or the situation for danger. Okay. Now, an extreme example is when you've got a person who's physically violent. That's what they're looking for. But in other examples where the person's verbally abusive or controlling or isolating you socially, you're waiting for the words, you're waiting for the comments, you're waiting for the passive-aggressive comments to come your way that are going to try and control you into not spending the time with mum and dad or friends. It's those kind of comments, okay? So you go with your gut. Your gut is a good, and your body will tell you. You often feel that in your stomach area and in your chest. Some people feel it across their back. And across their shoulder blades as well. I want you to listen to your body. I want you to be discerning, though, and know the difference between my body feels yuck because there's conflict, or my body feels a constant feeling of dread because I know this is more than conflict, okay? The other sign on a more practical and easy level is you will notice that, you know, if your partner is asking you to or either very subtly or very obviously trying to control who you have contact with and when you have them, okay? Or they might be managing all the finances, or they may be engaging in drugs and alcohol or gambling outside of the home, okay? Obviously, being unfaithful is one example, but again, for me, being unfaithful isn't necessarily a form of an abusive relationship or even a toxic relationship. It might be a sign that the relationship is a bit unhealthy right now and that there's some work to be done, but yet it doesn't necessarily mean that it is a toxic relationship that you must flee from it, because there's a lot of people who are loving and connected and want a good relationship, but they find themselves in a situation where their partner has cheated on them or, you know, and I work with couples sometimes to work through that. Sometimes I work with couples to work their way out of it, as in away from each other into a co-parenting relationship or whatever. But I work with people to also stay in and heal from that. So it's not talking about that kind of betrayal, but it's, you know, too many drinks of alcohol. It's drug use behind the person's back. It's possibly gambling. It's It's keeping you socially isolated from your friends. Now, there's couples, again, who might be, you know, they might discover that their partner for a period, or the partner might confess that they've had, you know, this period of time of, using drugs. I've just had a couple very recently in the last few weeks, and he's come forward and said, yes, well, I've been using drugs, and I was very open about it. Now I'm helping that couple work through it. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about where you feel controlled, where that kind of behavior like drugs and alcohol and gambling is feeding into that person then being controlling with the money, you know, there's all that stuff where basically your needs aren't being attended to, which leads me to the other really key sign that you're in a really toxic relationship, and that is where your needs are not being met. That when that the dominant experience is the meeting of the other person's needs. Okay. And it's always about what the other person wants and the way they want it. So these are some key signs that you might be in a really unhealthy relationship. Okay. I'm sure you will have also some other examples. The other really obvious thing is so social isolation, financial isolation, physical abuse, obviously sexual abuse, controlling who, which is the social isolation, and domestic violence. So they're the key kind of the key areas. The other thing to consider then is what if you do find yourself in this situation? Because like I said earlier, the best of us can find ourselves in that situation. You literally kind of sneaks up on you, which sounds really strange. You just kind of wake up one day and go, what am I doing here? How did I end up in a relationship with this person who treats me so poorly, okay, who's the other thing I would say about verbal abuse is a lot of people get confused because they might say, well, they don't yell at me, they don't call me names, so that's not verbal abuse. But if you've got someone who's always talking in a passive-aggressive tone, that is a form of passive-aggressive abuse. Okay, because you're constantly needing to feel like you're walking around on eggshells because the person is going to speak to you harshly. That's not comfortable. There's no way to live, all right? Going to a break. After the break, we're coming up to the second part of the show, which is all going to be about, well, okay, you found yourself in there. What are the steps that you can take to step yourself out of there? Stay with me.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Matt Connerton here. Join Jen Coffey and I twice a week for Matt Connerton Unleashed, a political talk show that's a little different than what you're used to. No liberal or conservative agenda here, just an honest dialogue about truth and how things really work in the world of politics. Matt Connerton Unleashed, every Tuesday and Thursday night at 11 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Have you bought into the idea that you have to work hard for your money, that business is hard? I will share some dynamic access consciousness tools to get you out of your own way so you can create a business that actually succeeds. Join me, Simone Millicers, on The Joy of Business at 4 p.m. Mondays Eastern.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hi, you're listening to I Am Wisdom here on OM Times Radio, and I'm your host, Katrina Kavanagh. Today we're talking about bad relationships and toxic relationships and what is the how of, you know, what, first of all, what is it? And then how do we look after ourselves when we're in it, you know, and how can we create relationships that are really healthy and happy and that actually support us. So already in the show today, I've shared with you some of my own experiences, and then I've shared with you what are some of the signs that a relationship is unhealthy. Okay. And by relationships also, I'm going to extend this so you know, I mean, I've kind of been talking about it in the context of love relationships and partnered relationships. But what I also know is that friendships and family relationships can have these elements in them as well. So, and this is the work I've done all my whole life with myself in my lovely family of origin, and then in my created family relationships, you know, as I grew older. And by created family, it's a funny phrase that we use in the helping professions to describe the core people that you choose to surround yourself with at any one stage of your life. So as you get older, you know, you might have whoever in your family of origin, but you then grow and you create a family. So of course that means it may mean you partner with someone, I should say, and then you may or may not have children. It's the friends that you decide to have in your life. It's the work colleagues that you choose to allow yourself to form a close relationship with. It's those people that become like what I would like to refer to as your creative family. The people may come, there'll be people in that creative family that come and go as you progress through life, and that's okay. So when I talk about your creative family, I'm talking about the people that you choose to have in there. So you may have people from your family of origin in there. Okay, you would have people that you, as I've already said, that you fall in love with and want to be with. You'll have your children if you have them, and you'll have family and you have friends. But the players may change over the course of the lifetime. So you may find that even in your creative family, so friendships, work colleagues, etc., that you are experiencing elements of this dysfunction. So this show is about that too. Okay, so there you are. Your body's telling you it's not okay. Oh, the only other sign I would add is you may get family members that come to you expressing their concern. Okay, that's a hard one because that brings up straight away the shame. The gut instinct is to defend the other person and deflect and all that kind of stuff. But it's another sign when you have family members or people in your creative family that come to you and say, "I'm really worried about you. Have you thought about this? Have you thought about that?" Now, 9 times out of 10, people will say, "Thank you for that," recoil in some form of shame and probably try to avoid that person. But still, it's a sign for you, right, that other people are noticing that this person might not be the best combination for you. The best, though, is the best sign that things are not okay is the other person's behaviour, the way they talk to you, the way they treat you. Again, this is not about whether that other person is a good or bad person. There are many, many really good people who just don't know how to nurture other people, how to be in a healthy relationship with other people. So it's not about whether they're good people. It's about how they behave and how they treat you, okay? So there are also some of the signs you need to be looking for. So there you are. You've gone along in life and you might be looking around right now thinking, gosh, here I am. I'm one of those people. I'm in that situation. And look, and even myself, who's done a lot of work, who's extracted myself out of tricky relationship or tricky relationship scenarios, who's worked very hard at creating the best possible positive relationship I can, both with my created family, the people that I choose to have in my life. You know, it just every now and again I've got to have a bit of a look too. You know, I've got to do, as I refer to my clients, I have to clean out the friendship wardrobe. I have to have a look around and say, well, are these the people that I want in my life right now? Okay. So it's an ongoing experience, but it's one that when you go through the process, it's worth it. So let me tell you the steps that you need to take. This is based on my work over the past 22 years as a relationship therapist, grief therapist, and trauma therapist, as well as my own personal experience. And my coaching work as well, of course. So the first thing that you need to do, the most important thing that you can do before you can move forward, is to release yourself from the pressure to leave and separate from that relationship now. That is the very first thing that I would suggest you do. And what I mean by that is in your mind, you would be tossing and turning. Oh, I shouldn't let myself be friends with that person anymore. I need to leave him. She's treating me not okay. I need to leave her. And then what happens is you go around and around and around and around again, always struggling with that question and often sometimes feeling quite sick about it. Do you all agree? Yes, 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 maybe. So I realise I can't hear you. Joy shocks me. I kind of feel like these hordes of people that would shout out, yes, that's true. Anyway, there's only ever silence at the end of the radio line. It's the very first and most important thing to do is to free yourself from that constant quandary, that constant confusion of, I know I should go, but I don't want to go. I know I should go, but I don't want to go. All that stuff. Release yourself from the pressure to make that decision and to leave, because just know that I can assure you, if you follow the rest of the steps that I'm giving you, the answer to that question will come to you. You will one day have a moment of great clarity where it becomes really obvious whether it's time to move on and or whether it's time to remain invested and keep working on something that you want to be better and you know can be better, okay? But you cannot force yourself to have that moment of clarity. You cannot force it. That moment of clarity will only come. That moment of clarity where you realize whether to stay or go will only come once you've done the work on yourself, okay? It is the absolute guaranteed pathway. I've had many people that do the work on themselves. They've taken themselves off the hook as far as having to decide it. And some people decide to leave relationships and some people decide to stay in them. And there's a lot of variables that come into that. Too many to cover for a show for 1 hour. But either way, you know, for the period of time that they're doing the work on themselves, they've given themselves the freedom and the room to move emotionally and energetically to do that really important mind work and energy work, okay? So that's the first and foremost, number one thing to do, release yourself from the pressure to leave and make a decision about the relationship. The second thing is going to shock some people. I think it always surprises some people. The second thing I would want you to do is I'd recommend you go to your doctor, your GP, your treating professional, general doctor, and get a full physical review. Get all your bloods done. We want all your hormone levels checked. We want your thyroid checked. We want all the function of your kidneys and your liver, everything. That all needs to be checked. Because what we want to eliminate is we want to eliminate any physical cause of some of the feelings that you might be having. Okay, so as a therapist and coach, we always need to start with the physical first, okay? So that would be the very next step I would ask you to take. People find that shocking when I say that to them. It's like, I'm here to do some mind work, you know, I'm here to do some therapy, or I'm here to do some coaching. They don't actually think about it. They don't think we need to clear away the physical stuff first, but we do, okay? After you've taken those two steps, the third step is, it won't be surprising, it's to get yourself connected to a really good therapist and coach. I am going to give you some more concrete examples about what you need to do in that therapy work and coach work in a second. But it's really important that you do get yourself connected to someone decent. And by decent or a good match, I'm talking about someone who knows their stuff, who is experienced in working in relationships. And quite frankly, if you have had a trauma history, so if you've experienced child abuse in any form, even if it's a so-called, even if on the surface your family was, you know, good and looked together, but you've felt the emotional gap and the emotional abandonment, that is child abuse. So it harms you. So I want you to consider finding yourself a coach and therapist who's experienced in relationships. If you have a trauma history where you've got, you know, separated parents, you know, you've got emotional abandonment, or other forms of physical and sexual abuse, whatever, and more, you know, physical or emotional neglect, it's important to get yourself a therapist who knows about that as well and can understand the interplay between your current experiences and the past experiences and how those two things are coming together and creating a current relationship experience of toxic relationship. So you need someone who knows both of those things, okay? I would encourage you to interview them. You know, go in and say, what do you know about what trauma, what do you know about your relationships, give them a very brief synopsis of your experience. You don't have to give too much away. Conflict with my husband, he keeps on saying this to me, he treats me like this, I feel like that, that's it. Can you work with that? I have this trauma history or I don't. This is what I've tried before. That's all you need to give. What are your skills in working with that? And get the person to sell their service to you. That's their job, okay? I would then say go a few times and see whether they're the right fit for you from a personality perspective. And if they are, then you can proceed with therapy and coaching. The work that you need to be doing on yourself is essentially the kind, it's really, really simple work, but it's very powerful and effective work, okay? And this is where you can work. So the way I work with people is I work both at a mind level and an energy level, okay? But the core process that we're understanding is this. We need to get really clear about what are your core beliefs about yourself as a person. What are your core beliefs about the world that's around you and the way you relate and fit into the world? And what are your core beliefs about relationships and your role and capacity to have a good relationship? Okay? That's essentially the work that you do. So the first part of the therapeutic and coaching work is exploring, and that's why you need a skilled professional, is exploring what are and really doing the assessment to get really clear on what are your core beliefs about yourself, what are your core beliefs about the world and how you fit into it, and what are your core beliefs about relationships and how they should be or shouldn't be, and what your role is in those things. Once that assessment's taken place, and that's exploratory questionings, that's understanding your story, that's all of that stuff. Not necessarily retelling the trauma story, but understanding broadly what's going on. It's definitely not retelling the trauma story. It's just hearing broadly what's going on. So once you know that, then you've got a map that you can lay out literally in front of you of your emotional world and your emotional landscape. On that map, we can pinpoint what are the triggers, what are the sensitive spots, what are the beliefs that you hold that guide you in this direction or that direction. What is your compass? Do you have an awareness and a connection to your own internal guidance system? If you don't, why not? Let's heal whatever the why not is so that we can get you connected to your own internal guidance system. Let's strengthen that so that you can trust your gut when it comes to making decisions about relationships. I'm going to continue this conversation when we come back from the break. I hope you're finding this conversation to be of service. Stay with me. We'll talk more after the break. Thank you.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Do you want to be a better communicator? Do you want to better connect with the important people in your life? Do you want to enrich your relationships? If so, join me, Matthew Cooper, on the Positive Control System show every Wednesday evening at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Om Times Radio. I'll meet you there.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. Simone Millicis would like you to know that business can be fun, which is why she wrote the book, Joy of Business. What if you could have the joy of business rather than the stress and struggle? Most of the time, the only thing stopping you from a thriving business is you. In the Joy of Business book, Simone gives you access consciousness tools and pragmatic ways to get out of your own way and to create the business, life, and living you know is possible and beyond what this reality says is achievable. Business is joy. It's creation. It's generative. It can be the adventure of living. You can purchase your copy of the book through Amazon or Joy of Business website, www.accessjoyofbusiness.com.
Imagine receiving healing, vibration-raising energy as you listen to the radio. Energy that flows effortlessly to you. Imagine exploring all things metaphysical, sharing in an ongoing adventure. Join me, Karen Smoot, along with my co-hosts Lisa Victorson and Wendy Weber for Immersion into Source every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on OM Radio.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hi, you're listening to I Am Wisdom here with Katrina Kavanagh. I'm your host, and I hope you're enjoying today's show. We're getting through a lot of content. Today's show is all about the mind work and the energy work that sits around the process of recognizing that you're in a bad relationship. By bad relationship, it may be a friendship, it may be a love relationship, it may be a work relationship, maybe a family relationship. But recognizing you're in that bad relationship that's toxic to you and toxic to the other person too, what are the signs to do that? And, you know, what are the things that you can do, the steps you can take to shift yourself out of that toxic relationship? And by out of, I don't necessarily mean leaving the person. I mean shifting the energy around that relationship, doing the work that you need to do on yourself so that you are creating a healthy relationship either within it or outside of it. So you'll understand more. If you've missed the first part of the show, you want to go back to it. It will be online soon as a podcast, and I'll pop it up on my Facebook page where you'll be able to jump on and listen to it again if you've missed the first part and you did pass it with Palia. I can't talk properly now. When I'm on radio, that's funny. If you've missed the first part of the show, I'll be popping it up as a podcast where you can listen to the earlier part of the show, which has all the detail on it. If you're looking to find me on Facebook, you can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, just Google Katrina Kavanagh. It's facebook.com/KatrinaKavanagh, KatrinaKavanagh. You'll find me there. So where we're up to were the steps you needed to take to work on yourself. We've talked about the most important step, which is releasing yourself from the pressure to leave or to get out of the relationship. Getting that physical health checkup, it is the basis of everything. Getting yourself connected to a good therapist and coach who knows what they're doing and can back up those statements with week in, week out, or session by session behavior that where they are focused on you and where they can demonstrate sound knowledge about the interplay between your own experiences growing up and your experience of finding yourself in a tricky relationship now, because they will often be connected. And that they have the expertise and the understanding that they can guide you through the steps of doing the core work of understanding, the key work of understanding your core beliefs about yourself, about the world and where you fit into it, and about relationships and how they work. So once you've done that kind of work, and those steps are within themselves very important steps, but there's a lot of complexity to each one of those steps. So, for example, you know, the understanding of yourself in relation to relationships, things like how safe do you feel generally? When you first start a relationship, how safe do you feel? How confident are you that you trust yourself, that you'll prioritize your own safety first? And by safety, I'm not only talking physical, I'm talking about emotional safety. How good are you at getting your own needs met in a relationship? Do you put the needs of others first? Is one thing. Okay, because people who put the needs of others first end up in relationships where it's out of balance and they don't get their needs met. That these are the kind of people who are more vulnerable to be in a relationship that's harmful. So there's so much in there. There's so much in each one of those areas of self, world, and relationships, okay? And we've only got another 8 minutes, so I can't go into all the detail, but that's the core concepts that I want you to be talking about with your therapist and coach. Now, I do this work all the time. If you wish to access me, of course you can. You find me on Facebook. You find me at my website at katrinakavanagh.com. You connect with the lovely Jess, my personal assistant, and she'll schedule a time for you to meet with me. I do sessions on Skype, as you know, in person if you're in the Wollongong or Sydney Bondi area. I go to Bondi every couple of weeks and have a room there I use. So, you know, I'm pretty accessible. I'm very accessible. So the last two steps that I will talk to you about are these. The first thing would be I want you to reframe what is a healthy relationship, okay? Because we are so misunderstand this concept. We so misunderstand it. What I know to be true is a healthy relationship is not a relationship where people, unquote, quote unquote, love each other or show their love to each other. It is a myth. A healthy relationship is one where two people are able to nurture each other. Now, if you are a client of mine, if you've done any of my programs, I'm sure you've heard me talk and write about it. I am very passionate about the word nurture because that is what people actually want. They want to be nurtured. They don't necessarily want, we all say the word love, but what we mean is we want someone to be there for us. We want them to be kind and soft and compassionate. We want them to be interested in looking after our needs. We want them to be able to look after their own distress when they get upset about things. That, sure, they might lean in and come to us for support, but they don't expect us to fix everything. They take responsibility for their own feelings, even when it's overwhelming for them. That is a nurturing relationship. It's balanced. There's fluid movement. It's energetically clean and clear. That is what we're wanting. So I want the fifth step that I'm talking about here is really reframing within your own mind about what is a healthy relationship. It is one where it's an equal experience of mutual nurturing. Mutual nurturing. I cannot say that enough, okay? And then the sixth and final step that I will talk about is once you've done all that work on yourself, you've reframed in your mind what is a healthy relationship and that it's a nurturing one, you then set some clear intentions. And this is where the energy work comes because you've got to think you've just shifted your own energetic vibration about relationships. You've done the cleanup work. You've reframed your thinking and understanding. You've cleared up the confusion. You've got really clear about what is a healthy relationship. It's a nurturing relationship. And then from that beautiful platform of understanding and clarity, of emotional freedom, you then set the intention. You use the art of intention setting. I cannot describe how powerful it is. To write your list, create your visual representation. It might be a vision board. It might be a story, whatever it is. Give your intention physical form where you're very clear about what kind of people you want in your life. What kind of relationships do you want to have? What kind of – and when I get people to write lists or tell story, write a story about their relationships that they desire, I get them to write two lists. The first list is all the characteristics they're looking for in a partner or a friend or a work colleague, and always at the top is I encourage them to write the words balanced in every way. So whatever falls underneath that, you want that person to be balanced in every way. So you don't want them, for example, to – if you don't put balanced in every way, you know, there's no point writing a great sense of humour when it means they end up laughing hysterically at everything because that just becomes annoying. So balance in every way is really important to put at the top. The other list I get people to write is I get them to write a list about how they wish to be treated. So remember, the first list is the qualities and the characteristics and the traits that you're wanting in a partner. And the second list is how you wish to be treated by that person. Again, whether it's a friend or a work colleague or a love relationship. So that's the art of intention setting, is to get really clear about what you want and then to give it physical form. All you have to do at that point is to pop it somewhere sideways. You don't have to stare at the list or visualization can be an added bonus, but just know that you've already let the universe know what you're wanting. And what you'll find is you'll find experiences, information, a session in with your therapist, messages from the universe coming at you every which way to support you in that process of manifesting either within your current relationship such a profound shift that your relationship will then resonate with this new experience that you're creating, or you'll find yourself in new relationships that then reflect this new experience that you're creating for yourself. I hope that that has been helpful. I hope that those six steps have been helpful. I hope that this show has been helpful to you. I create it for you because I really love the form of media to reach out to people. I'm very excited to say I'm actually creating a podcast series at the moment. I'm working with a really wonderful radio professional. He's a great guy. He's so clever and so fast and efficient. So I've running really hard to catch up with him. He's brilliant, and I'm very grateful. And he's helping me create a podcast series that I'll run alongside this show as well. So I'll let you know as soon as it's up. Apparently, if I do what I'm meant to do, which is all the balls in my court now, then it will be happening in a few weeks' time. I'm also working on releasing some meditations again as well, so that's fun. I hope this show, like I said, has been helpful. If you're looking to find out more information about me, then please find me on Facebook, which is facebook.com/Katrina Kavanagh. Twitter, which is Kat Kavanagh, CAVANOUGH888. And Instagram is _KatrinaKavanagh, my name. Also my website. If you'd like a session with me, please call Jess, my PA, or contact her. Her details are on my website at the contact page, and she can help you out with that. I have a wonderful, lovely person that I know who is traveling around the top end of Australia. Oh, that's my other big announcement. I'm going to Uluru. I'm going to Ayers Rock for a little family holiday in October. So I'm letting you know that. That's going to be amazing. I'm also going to be using that time as a retreat, and I've got a couple of people I'll be meeting out there that are interested in talking to me about retreats. So that's going to be fun as well. So we're combining it all together. But I'm going to the centre. I'm going to the centre of Australia, that beautiful rock that some people in the Northern Hemisphere might know as Ayers Rock. It's stunning. So I'm very excited to say our family has made that decision. I hope you've enjoyed the show. I hope that wherever you are, you're enjoying your moment. And if not, that you are able to reach out, make a connection and get some help so that you can begin to shift your life and feel better. Okay, take care. Have a good week. Namaste. Bye-bye.